Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Lorena, welcome. And here we are gearing up for Halloween and lots of activities to go around.
Yeah, so we're going to get started with Halloween kind of early with, of course, the 7th annual Zombie Walk.
7 years.
Seven years. It's been a big hit in Las Cruces, and it's done nothing but grow. So.
And who would have thunk that a little bit over 7 years ago when they came up with this, that zombies would be such an in thing?
Mm-hmm. And people just love pretty much just the whole getting ready for it and then being a part of it and then playing a role of it. So it's free to attend. If you want to participate in the actual parade and things like that, you do need to get there a little early. It's from 5 to 9 on Saturday. And what you do need to know is whether you participate or not, you don't have to dress up, that kind of thing. But you can go and watch everyone that dresses up, or you can participate in the whole thing.
Now, over 3,000 people attended last year.
3,000, that's huge, right?
That's pretty big for Las Cruces, mm-hmm. I might say. And I mean, who would have thunk that there's so many zombies and zombie fans around?
Yeah, and like I said, some of them, you may not want to dress up. You may just want to go and enjoy the event. And that's always an option, too. So there's going to be food trucks, vendors, live music, dancing. It's going to be on the plaza. It's going to be on downtown Main Street. And, of course, if you do dress up, you want to compete to win, like, best zombie group, best adult costume, best youth costume. They have a bunch of categories.
So the zombie parade gets going at 7 p.m. on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is the 7th annual Zombie Walk taking place tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m. Let's talk about something a little bit fun for the children. The Pumpkin Splash Patch happening on behalf of the City of Las Cruces Parks and Recreation Department.
Yeah, so this is, again, the same day as the Zombie Walk, but it's a little earlier. So the kiddos from 4 to 12 will have the opportunities to pick out a pumpkin from the Water Pumpkin Patch, which is going to be on that splash pad that's on the plaza. And it's $3 per child. The parents get in free, of course, to watch their child, and it's going to be Halloween-themed activities, and, of course, just a bunch of fun on the splash pad, which the weather's been perfect for because it's been so hot.
So they're going to have activities and music for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, here's an annual event that I look forward to every year because it's going on 24 years, the Empty Bowls fundraiser.
Yeah, so this is for a really great cause. It benefits Alcalito Soup Kitchen and feeds the hungry. So tickets are $20. This is a huge event, so you do want to get there early, get your tickets early. $20 for lunch and a bowl, or $12 for just the lunch. And these are handmade bowls that you purchase. Proceeds benefit this great cause. And then you can enjoy a nice cup of, or a nice bowl of soup.
Now they have over 1,000 handcrafted bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And people get competitive when they come to selecting these bowls.
They do.
They get there early because mm-hmm. they want to pick out some of these handmade bowls that people have been working on all year long.
Yeah, and this is a really good, like I said, it's a really good cause to support. And this has just become a huge event. 50 local restaurants and cafes are going to be participating and providing food for all of this. And it's just something a lot of people enjoy.
Great. Now, this particular restaurant on Taste for Your Impulse is one that you and I have been driving around mm-hmm. and seeing. So is it open? Did you get a chance to go? Tell me all about it.
I didn't get a chance to go. I just found out it opened. I was so surprised. I was excited. So it used to be that bagel shop. It used to be a bagel shop on Solano. And then it's now Alamberto's, which is a Mexican food restaurant. So it has those traditional foods that we all come to know and love in Las Cruces. So you have things like burritos, tacos, enchiladas, tortas, chimichangas. The picture of that was really, really good. It's going to get your mouth watering, so be sure to check that out. I always get hungry when I read these things.
Now, it's on Solano, and it used to be mm-hmm. the bagel shop, which the name is escaping me. But mm-hmm. it's a nice little location.
It is.
And, you know, nice little, you know, throwback restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, with big windows up front and, you know, the booths, mm-hmm. you know, nice little area. Well, Lorena, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.